Yeah, you were telling me about how you were calling sheep, and that was really interesting.
Yeah. Well, the only way I never raised any sheep, but my grandfather used to raise sheep, and my uncles. They'd call Coosheepy. Coosheepy. And they'd come.
Yeah.
They'd just spread shell corn on the ground. If it's dry, they'd eat up Billy, corn up, like a hog.
How did you call your chickens when you were feeding them?
Well, just call chicken, chicken, chicken. Yeah. And they'll come. They know what it means. They know you've got to feed them.
We were talking about the farm, and
we're talking about plowing.
What do you call those trenches that are cut by a plow?
Call what?
You know, when you're plowing, what do you call those trenches that were cut by a plow?
In the land, plowing? Well, that's a furrow. Furrow.
Were there a lot of, do you make a lot of those on the land?
Well, if you plow out of land, you generally lay you off the land, don't you see? And you go around that land with a right hand plow or a left hand, have both. And you spill that furrow over all the time and get in the other fur.
Yeah.
And that, by doing that, you finish up your land.
I see.
And you have a plowed field. And then, whatever you want to plant in that field, it's ready to get it right in and get it ready for planting.
Yeah. If you get rid of all the brush and the trees and the land, you say, if you got rid of all the brushes and trees and the land, you say you did what to the land?
In big clothes, the land.
Is that different from like grubbing?
Well, grubbing, it's all the same, but that's just clearing up your field or whatever's in that field. If there's sprouts or bushes, you use a grub. Dig it up. Or a bulldozer, the bigger. If it's just bars and young sprouts, you can mow that off, or you can cut it off with a blade, and clean it off your ground. And then you can plow it.
I see. Sometimes, if when you cut a land, clover or grass or something, it grows up again. You cut it again?
You make two crops of hay out of that.
What do you call the old dry dead hay that's left over on the ground? Did they call that anything? They used to use that for anything?
How was that?
The old dry, you were talking about the old dry hay that the hay that's left over on the ground.
If you want